only those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. And a happy, happy, happy September 23rd. I tell you, summer is hanging in there with us pretty much, folks. You got to admit, it's another beautiful day here on this beautiful island called Vashon. Your host, Tom Walston, happy to be with you every Tuesday at 12:30 for Adventures in Recovery. So, what we're going to be doing today is telling you about all sorts of announcements coming up and some fun things on the island, as well as, well, we've got a free movie coming up tonight, and that's going to be at the Vashon Theater. I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Some incredible art this coming First Friday. First Friday is only a week and a half away. Can you believe that? Then we've got The Voice coming up next month. So I definitely want to tell you all about that because there's so much going on around here. It's really kind of hard to keep track of everything.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me. And let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love. What's your name? Your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know.
Like me,
has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
You know, I was telling you about the series that we had here on Vashon, and sponsored by a grant that we at Vashon Youth and Family Services were lucky enough to get. Part of this grant included a series of movies that we were calling Adventures with Movies and Emotions. Movies that would invoke a conversation afterwards, after the movie, to talk about, you know, what things that movie brought up with you as far as feelings go, as far as emotions go. A couple of weeks ago, we had the famous Sandra Bullock film called 28 Days. And, boy, we had a great turnout for that film. And hopefully we'll have a really good turnout. This may be the last movie of this series. It's called The Perks of Being a Wallflower. And as the other films go, that this one also is going to be free, ladies and gentlemen. No charge. Bring the whole family. It's mostly appropriate for high school kids. I mean, I think one of the most difficult parts of growing up has been junior high and high school, and this kind of addresses that. So it's really appropriate for high school kids. But anybody can get something out of a movie. So the doors are open for anybody. Doors are open at 5 o'clock this afternoon or this evening. And that's today, September 23rd. And the movie actually starts at 5:30. And it's going to include some treats like free popcorn and soda and candy and stuff like that, followed by pizza, free pizza afterwards, while we have a bit of a discussion. So it's, as I mentioned, it's a powerful story. It's about friendship, resilience, and the struggles of young people as they grow into adulthood. The film highlights the importance of connection, understanding, and support during our teenage, well, pretty much during our teenage years. So,
well, I have 1,384 days to go. Just so I say to someone, high school is even worse than middle school. If my parents ask me about it, I probably won't tell them the truth because I don't want them to worry that I might get bad again. If my Aunt Helen were still here, I could talk to her. I know she would understand how I'm both happy and sad, and I'm still trying to figure out how that could be. I just hope I make a friend soon. Love always, Charlie.
Thank you.
Preview for what you're in store for if you decide to come to the movie tonight, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. And that's going to be at the Vashon Theater. Doors open at 5 p.m. and the movie's going to start at 5:30. I'll be there. Hope to see you guys showing up tonight at our beautiful Vashon Theater. Hey, I also wanted to mention to you that there is a screening and wellness event coming up that's being sponsored by the Vashon Health Care District. And it's going to be a free event open to all residents with the focus on the needs of our seniors of our community. It's coming up on October 11th. So it's going to be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at JG Commons. So it's all about making your health a priority, with screenings for blood pressure, glucose, and hearing, along with vaccinations. So you can meet with a foot care specialist and learn about mobility with balance training sessions throughout the day. That's not coming up until October 11th, so that gives you a little time to plan ahead. And I wanted to tell you about, I already mentioned First Friday coming up. Well, a part of First Friday's festivities, it's only a week and a half away, do you believe it? So First Friday, it's going to be Friday, October 3rd. Now, at the Dove Project, and most of you know where that is, at the Dove Project, we have an up-and-coming artist on Vashon here. And this up-and-coming artist, her name is Katie Fiala, and her art is going to be on display, and Katie's going to be able to share her story with all of you, kind of about how she got into art, and she's got some incredible pieces that will be on display, and that's going to be from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday, October 3rd. So make sure you want to check that out. And, oh, what? Excuse me, folks. Hang on just a second. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Tom.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like we have our weekly call coming in from Emmy. Emmy, is that you?
Yep, that's me. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing? You're on the air, my girl. I'm glad you called because I was just wondering about Well, a couple of things, but mostly about how those diapers are doing.
Well, we're doing pretty good, Tom. A couple things. We got a case of diapers from Costco from a wonderful caregiver on the island and friend of mine, Holly Allingham.
What?
And, yep, and then a big box of wipes from Costco from Cass, and hopefully I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, Arola. So, yes, those two together, I think we're getting like a dozen big boxes, and I think about six cases white. Oh, that's a good sound.
The baby's happy.
I haven't heard that yet.
It's because we've got some collections coming in and some donations, yeah. And people are really treating this baby well.
Yeah, and also, I'll find out more about it today. There's a grant through Washington State Department of Commerce, I believe. And they have, I could have that wrong, that source wrong. But there's a diaper program. And it's mostly for facilities. We're going to find out if we can use it for our program as well. So I'm going to look into that today. So we might have a bigger solution for the diaper drive. We'll find that out. So, yeah.
Well, that's great. Exciting. Well, as you mentioned, for the last couple of weeks, you know, a lot of people are aware of the fact that funding is being cut in a lot of different areas, and this was one of them, right?
As far as I know, yes. So we did lose our funding from Westside Babies, and that was unusual. But the bigger cuts are coming with Medicaid and our at-risk youth funding. So we are, we've just launched our last week, our campaign, we're calling it the Budget Cut Busting Campaign, Fall Giving Campaign. And right after I did your show, it turns out it was coincidental, Tom, but we received a $10,000 donation.
What?
Yeah. And I thought, you know, is this because of the radio show? And I spoke with the donor, and she said, no, it was just, you know, coincidental timing that one of her family members passed away, and the family wanted to donate. He wanted to donate to that voice. Excuse me, Vashon Youth and Family Services, and it's the Burkhart family. And so she was calling from California, and it was just coincidental.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So that launched our campaign with $10,000. So we were really happy to receive that and family, and just wonderful family. I had a great conversation with them, and they love the work that we do, and they had a lot of connections to Vashon. So that was really, really reassuring.
Huge thanks to the Burkharts, and it just shows how the ripple effect goes on far beyond the island itself.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, and many generations of their family members had come out here, you know, to visit too. So they all had a connection with Vashon, whether they lived here or not. So that was good to hear. So now our goal is 100, and we also received another $1,000 donation. So now we are at 89,000 that we'd like to raise before the end of the year. And I haven't even gotten the list out yet, so it's already off to a good start.
It's really off to a good start, and many, many people on the island will receive something in the mail telling them all about some of the services that Vashon Youth and Family Services provides for the community. And in fact, you know, coincidentally, September traditionally has been Suicide Prevention Month. And, you know, it's not just about one moment. It's about continued care over time. And ongoing support and follow-up care builds trust and supports long-term healing and recovery. And that's one of the things that Vashon Youth and Family Services is all about, providing a safety zone for people on the island. And I'm sure you hear those stories from people all the time. Right, Emmy?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yep. It seems like we've, you know, the individual stories that come through us, you know, we can't always share them, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes that are helping people to stabilize and in ways that we can't necessarily go into detail, but crisis diverted on a regular basis. And, you know, there's a saying that our executive director says is that individual mental health is community health. So when we're individually well and cared for, we're all doing well.
Yep. It's a we program, not a me program.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Well, you know, I always appreciate your calls coming in every week, and one of these days we'll get you in the studio here live. I know you're so busy, though, you know, because Emmy Bell is our grant writer and our fundraising manager. I guess that would be the best way to sum it up. So you're busy behind the scenes, so we're lucky to even have you call into us every Friday or every Tuesday here and tell us what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, heck yeah, I'm not going to miss the Tuesday show for sure. And I got to mention that it's a team. So we've got a great fundraising team. It's not a me, you know, it is a we. One thing I wanted to mention, Tom, I don't know if you did in the first part of the show, about our movie tonight. Have you mentioned that yet?
You know, I did mention that, and I'm encouraging everyone to show up tonight. It's kind of an early film. 5 o'clock, the doors open. 5:30, the film starts. But I'm looking forward to being there, and I mean, the community gets so much out of these, and because of you, Emmy, we were able to obtain the grant that's allowing this to even happen.
Well, thank you, Tom. I was going to say that this is the last movie for this grant period. It ends at the end of September, but they've been so popular that we're going to find a way to make them happen, so stay tuned. We're going to have more free movies. We hope we can include the free Mighty Mouse with it and the discussions afterwards for sure.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. The last movie, 28 Days, we had such a great turnout. And one of the questions I asked the group afterwards is, do people want to see these continue? And it was overwhelming. It was unanimous. People really enjoy having an opportunity to get out and do something fun and bring friends if they want. And have popcorn, soda, and candy, and free pizza afterwards, and it's all free.
Yep, it's all free. I forgot about the pizza, of course. Can't just have Mighty Mouse for dinner.
I love that term, Mighty Mouse. If you know you're from Vashon when you know what a Mighty Mouse is. So what else?
All good stuff.
Anything else going on?
I think that's it. Just this campaign is underway. We're wrapping up the summer youth program groups. We're waiting to hear from several grants. So, yeah, no, it's just a quiet calm before the storm. And I'm going to try to enjoy it as long as I can.
And the diaper drive continues.
Huh? What's that smell? Smelly, smelly baby, smelly, smelly baby, I smell something funny, what should I do? Shower with flowers, shower with flowers, the smell won't go away. Smelly, smelly baby, smelly, smelly baby, I smell something funny, what should I do? Shower with candies. Shower with candies, the smell won't go away.
Couldn't resist that one for you folks as a tribute to the ongoing diaper drive. So thank you very much to all the people that have contributed. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. We've got until January this drive is going to be going on. We're getting a lot of diapers and wipes and stuff from Costco, thanks to you guys, and we're accepting cash donations as well. So, not to mention the big annual fundraiser, and then next month, we have the famous The Voice of Vashon, which is going to be The Voice of Vashon's fundraiser. So, all sorts of stuff going on, and we look forward to, you know, keeping it going, keeping it going. Tom Walston, so glad to be with you again this Tuesday, as we are every Tuesday for Adventures in Recovery. Be well out there, folks. Be safe, and I love you all.